And so in 2017, when you came forward with your testimony and your story of pain, we just want to recognize that we were complicit in that pain that you experienced and continue to, because we took those statements that the international board wrote and Ravi himself wrote, which contained false narrative about you and about your husband, about your family. Mm-hmm. And we then forwarded those statements to some of our partners here who were asking us some of those questions. And so, you know, today we, you know, we talk about the fact that we believe you, but we want to first acknowledge and ask for forgiveness from you for the fact that we believed Ravi. We don't just want to pretend like we had it right, you know, distance ourselves from the mistakes of others and the sin of others, but we want to really acknowledge that that we played a part and that we participated in slandering you, and for that we are filled with grief, with shame, and we with regret. We are deeply, deeply sorry, and we wanted to let you know that although we are working on our statement with a team, we stand together as a team to express this. Mm-hmm. But I also wanted you to know that as those who are leading, for me as the one who lead, I'm the one who said to my team, please forward this statement or these statements to our partners. And so I wanted to also say, even though we're doing this corporately, I want to do this personally as well, directly to you, and say, somebody who gave leadership to that process, I'm deeply sorry. I really am, for slandering you, for compounding on your pain, for being part of an organizational machinery that slandered you, to our partners in this part of the world. We really do want to do right, but we know that no amount of, you know, future steps can erase what's happened. Mm-hmm. But and we just want to start by acknowledging that and saying sorry to you.
Mm-hmm. And I think obviously for me as a woman, not just as his wife, the sting of realizing this, Lorianne, is that even as walk and as much of an advocate for women and God seeing women, I realized that I was also part of that and I carry that. But more than anything, I want you to know that I am also sorry that as a sister and as somebody who could have been in your position, I was not able to see you or to push the envelope and ask more questions. And I want to apologize to you in the most profuse way to say, like Mahlatsi is saying, I don't know if words can give back what you've lost, but we're committed to this. We're committed to being accountable, especially to face you, the person who's faced this reality. Yeah, that's really my heart. And yeah.
You know, words can give back because words are part of what's stole. Right?